Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on
Japan Top 10.
Hi, I'm Brinton.
Hi, I'm Vicky.
And you're listening to another episode of Japan Top 10. This time we're featuring our September 2024 Artist of the Month, which is The Tomboys. So, Vicky, are you a big fan of The Tomboys?
Well, I actually just discovered them, but we will tell you a little surprise later on. And are you a fan of The Tomboys?
I'm going to be honest, it's not the kind of music I listen to, but when I, you know, like, I guess having listened to them a few weeks ago in preparation for this episode, yeah, it is quite...Like, they are quite a powerhouse in terms of rock and roll.
Mm.
And yeah, they do bring about, I guess, a sort of like Shonen Knife sort of vibe. So if you're a fan of Shonen Knife, definitely do give them a listen.
I second this, and especially they are another Kansai band. So I guess we've been seeing lately that Kansai is definitely a sort of rock capital. So if you want to rock and roll in the summer heat, hey, Kansai is a place to be.
All right, so before we get into things, how about a quick introduction?
So, the Tomboys, or Tomboizu, are an all-female rock band originally from Kobe, Japan. Their group includes four members, Tabata Hina on vocals, Wakai Madoka on guitar, Gigi Wakana on bass, and Amechi Sparkle on drums.
Also worth pointing out that originally when the band started,Non was their first drummer, so Amechi Sparkle actually joined quite later in the band's career.
The more you know, this band has some lineup changes. And I think today we're going to get into a wide grasp of their discography, right?
Right. I guess going back to their history, so back in 2011, when they were in junior high, all the members, excluding Amechi Sparkle, who at the time hadn't joined the band and that role was instead filled by Non, all of the band members, including former classmates, went by a different name and called themselves No Name, who were generally a Scandal cover band.
Jump forward 5 years, and by March 2016, they decided to officially change their name to The Tomboys. However, this occurred after the official release of their first mini album, which was titled In My Mind and released in August 2015.
Unlike other rock bands, which is similar, The Tomboys had opportunities to perform abroad much sooner in their musical career. Many groups play for years and don't have a big enough international presence to go on tour abroad, but this group was able to do so in 2016 in London. This is where they also met with former member of the band Sex Pistols, Glenn Matlock.
And 2 years later, their first one-man live show was held in February 2018 in their home city, Kobe.
Yes, 2018 was also a very eventful year for the group because they then went on to do their first Europe tour in April of that year, where they performed in France, Italy, Germany, and England. It was very busy for them, so they were unfortunately unable to do any sightseeing.
Fun fact about this band going abroad, according to their bio, they studied abroad in New Zealand for 1 year during high school. They said that they all gained a lot of weight there, and you know, New Zealand sweets, they get to you, you know?
Yeah. Well, fast forward to 2021. So that year saw the departure of their drummer, Non, and in her place came Amechi Sparkle, who was the newest member of the group and served as a drummer on the 31st of August, 2021.
Around this time frame was the virus COVID-19, and it had impacted the group's performance counts drastically, as alongside many other bands, which made it very difficult for them. To pass the time by, they decided to do several projects, which they released on YouTube, as well as recording some music.
When they were still a cover band for Scandal, they went to Scandal's very own cover band contest twice. The first time, their drummer at the time, Non, took away the Rina Prize. Well, this competition was in 2011. The second time was in 2013, after they came back from New Zealand. In this competition, they secured the Best Band Award, as well as Tabata Hina taking the Haruna Prize for Best Vocalist Guitarist. She also plays guitar, by the way.
In 2021, they also launched an independent label called Serendipity Publishers.
And on their official website's biography, each member identifies with a different color planet. It says, "Those who live on the red planet are made of love and passion. Those who live on the yellow planet are full of vitality and action. Those who live on the green planet are full of kindness and abundance. Those who live on the purple planet had both peace and execution." Red refers to Tabata Hina, who has red cherries as an emoji on her profile. Yellow refers to Wakai Maruka, who has a yellow flower as her emoji. Green refers to Gigi Wakana, who has an emoji of a sprouting plant. And lastly, purple is Amechi Sparkle's emoji, which happens to be a unicorn. So this part of their biography is quite fantastical and alludes to the group's formation through metaphors and imagery. The message they send ends up being that it is all their dreams to be doing what they're doing together.
Unfortunately, in June 2024, the Tomboys announced on their social media that they will be disbanding, with their last ever live performance scheduled to be held on October 31st, 2024.
Yes, I think at the time we're recording this episode, we will be seeing the end of the Tomboys, but hopefully we will do all their songs justice in, I guess, talking about all, you know, the great things about the Tomboys.
Absolutely, and especially for folks who are more on the visual side, the Tomboys also bring very much a visual element to every single one of their music videos, whether it's animated or they're playing different roles. If you ever feel bored, please watch some of their music videos, even if their music doesn't suit your taste.
Right, so before we continue with our episode, we have an announcement. Are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and looking to be featured on our podcast? Reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That's nola@jtop10.jp. We may feature you in a future episode. Please see our website at jtop10.jp for more information. All right, let's continue with our episode. So, this one is called Donut, which was released on the 3rd of October 2018.
Wow.
That was Donuts, which was released on the 3rd of October 2018. So, just like the last song that we just talked about, Ring Me, this song was also released as part of the group's fourth mini-album, Wherever We Want. So, for people also keeping track, this is the second song in this episode where the lyrics are entirely in English. And also, speaking of Donuts, earlier in this episode we talked about Hina Tabata, the band's vocalist, wearing a Donut Heart Club t-shirt in the music video for In My Room. I will say it feels like possibly a throwback to this song, but it's also possible that the group just happens to really like donuts.
I'm really curious if Mr. Donut ever reached out to them for a collaboration, you know, donuts for donuts.
Possibly, but considering the song's lyrics, there could be a chance where they could also, I guess, open up their own donut shop. After all, they ended up becoming a publishing label, didn't they?
Yeah, you never know. If they do open up the donut shop, I will be first in line. So, just saying, the donut competition, you know, we have Mr. Donut. We could use another donut store.
Yeah. Well, hang on. Mr. Donut, there's also Krispy Kreme, isn't there?
Isn't Krispy Kreme in the big cities? Maybe like an all-Japanese donut brand, we could have the Tomboys Donuts and just have rock and roll play, have it kind of like a retro thing.
Yeah, the group definitely has a love for checkerboard patterns as well, so I wouldn't be surprised to see checkerboard donuts.
So, I guess now we have a new Japanese phrase, peko peko, that means feeling very hungry. So maybe if you want a donut and you're in Japan and you hope they open up their stores, you can just say that you're feeling very peko peko. So, before we move on to our next song, we have an announcement. We are currently looking for a new on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. If you are interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. Again, jtop10.jp/join. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you. Now, number 3, Tell Me Why, released on August 23rd, 2017.
Yeah.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
That was Tell Me Why. This song was released as part of the group's third mini album, To The Dream. Also, a little unrelated fun fact, on their discography page on the group's official website, it describes To The Dream as their fourth mini album, along with their actual fourth mini album, Wherever We Want. And back to our English song counter. This is the third song in this episode where all the lyrics are in English. Much like some of the other songs we've talked about previously, this song is another love song. Tell Me Why is used in the context of questioning love for the listener, with lines such as, "Tell me why you always make my heart beat faster," "Tell me why I want to see you so bad right now," and "Tell me why I want to listen to your music right now." So, of course, another love song, another English song. I would say that this is my second favorite song in our countdown today.
Yes, definitely. And I think their music video, although it's not, maybe it's not up there in terms of like my favorite music videos, it is definitely fun to watch.
I would agree with you. It is a fun music video. And again, it's a music video where you can tell that, hey, everyone's having fun. And I hope they also had fun recording the song because it's a catchy song.
Definitely is. I think, yes, speaking of the music video, I think there was a giveaway on their Twitter where one of the posters for that they used in that music video was, you know, to be given away to fans. And yeah, I think it's definitely a great, I guess, piece of memorabilia for the Tomboys, especially knowing that, you know, they're soon to be disbanding.
Please get your Tomboys merch if you can, and if not, well, hey, there's eBay and Mercari, so keep your eyes open for merch.
Before we continue with our last songs for the episode, we have an announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp. Alright, we are down to our last two songs. And for our second last song of this episode, we have Moonlight, which was released on the 17th of December, 2021.
Hajiko de namida nugu tame no piro ure dakishimete konna yoru o koeru tame. I'm
That was Moonlight, which was released on the 17th of December 2021. This song was released as part of their fourth mini album, My Generation 2. This song is also the second Moon themed song that we've featured in this episode. The last one we've talked about was Tsukimiseya. And while the band has dabbled in all sorts of styles of love songs, I think there's a lot more depth and creativity here, where the moon is described as a sort of respite from darkness. Kind of like how seeing a person you love can make you forget all about the bad things in life. Or alternatively, we can take the song at face value and assume that it's literally dedicated to the moon. Yes, so a bit of personal history here, but this song does remind me of a very old song from all the way back in 2006. Not sure if, like, you were into Japanese music from that time, but this song that I had in mind is called Mikatsuki by Ayaka. Ever heard of it, Vicky?
Yes, I have. And actually, I've had a few folks sing this at karaoke. And I would say this song actually reminds me, thinking of it now, it feels weird. I'm like putting the connections together.
Yeah, I mean, it's very hard not to see the connections. It's got a very similar moon theme. Mm. It has the line, "No More Cry." And it's all about the, you know, about love being the inspiration for strength. So, yes, I wonder if there's, you know, a coincidence with this song being related to Mikatsuki, or, you know, if there's like a sort of homage at play here.
Or maybe everyone loves the moon. Yay! We have another moon song for our playlist.
That's right. Perfect for the upcoming moon viewing season.
Or actually, two more songs with your throwback to 2006. So, okay, we have three moon viewing songs.
Yes, definitely.
Now, before we get to our number one song, we have two announcements. So, want to hear up to three times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture. Again, jtop10.jp/club for more. And a little over 2 weeks from now, Kuze and Haley will bring you the biggest hits from Japan with the latest top 10 episode for the month of September. So stay tuned. Now, number one, we have Higa Ochiru Sono Mae Ni, released on August 12th, 2015. That was Higa Ochiru Sono Mae Ni. This song was released as part of their first mini album called In My Mind. The title of the song comes from the line Higa Ochiru Sono Mae Ni Hadoritsuita Sono Saki o Shiratayo, which translates to I want to know where you've ended up before the sun comes down.
Yes, I think it's great that we got to see, I guess, where it all began with the Tomboys, because you can really hear Hina Tabata's vocals at full display here. And yes, it's no surprise that, you know, they ended up getting picked up by, I guess, oh gosh, I forgot his name, but the former member of the Sex Pistols.
It does make sense, especially when you have such a vocal range and ability, which is just absolutely amazing in this song. And I'm not sure if this is a coincidence, but as the Tomboys era is, you know, facing its sunset going down, quite literally, this song does talk about the sun coming down. So a beautiful ending to our countdown today.
Yes, couldn't have said it better myself.
So do you have any other thoughts on the Tomboys as we have reached our number one song?
I will say that the Tomboys, in terms of them being called the Tomboys, is a very interesting creative choice, because they are far from tomboyish. Like, their lyrics are all sugary sweets, and their imagery is all sorts of cute. So I was, yes, very much misled, but it is a very happy surprise that I've come across them nonetheless.
A very happy surprise indeed. And also for our listeners, great music videos, good music, and rock and roll that does go a bit against the norm.
Yes, and all packaged in a very short and sweet career, given that the band will be disbanding.
We'll have to wait to see what the future holds for all of the band members, but beautiful lyrics, beautiful music videos, just quite a creative powerhouse band.
Yes, all around a great band, especially one to listen to while they're still around and still fresh in our minds. But until then, I'm Brinson.
And I'm Vicky.
And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening, and mata ne. See you. See you next episode. Japan Top 10.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.